This baseball season, catch every game at Long Neck Sports Grill. There are three locations in Northern Kentucky, Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings, and there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Long Neck's. Long Neck Sports Grill. And by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Long Neck's patio. Long Neck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.
Jack has traded for captain, and they got a bunch of draft choices. Chad Brendel's here. His website is BearcatJournal.com. You can check out his coaching search hot board, and you can follow him on Twitter at Chad Brendel. Valuable service he provides. If you're a Bearcat fan, you should subscribe. And Chad's with us now. How close are we to finding out who the next head basketball coach is at the University of Cincinnati?
I get the sense it's not far. Probably, I wouldn't be shocked if word came out tonight. Tomorrow's interesting, and for a terrible reason, on the news front. Tomorrow is the funeral of Jeremiah Davenport's father.
Right.
So I don't know if they would interfere with that tomorrow. I certainly think by Wednesday this thing's going to be done, probably for sure.
Should I put my money on Eric Martin being the guy?
That's where my information is pointing right now. I have posted on Bearcat Journal that I have a source telling me that Eric Martin is in contract negotiations with the University of Cincinnati. That is usually a pretty good sign that things are heating up.
Do you get the sense that he is their first choice?
I get the sense that he was definitely near the top of the list from the start. And that has continued throughout the weekend. So I don't necessarily know. Initially it seemed like Archie, but I'm not even sure that they spoke, Archie and John Cunningham.
Hmm.
So I guess I was off on that one. But I had Eric Martin and Dennis Gates right at the top of my list, along with Archie from the start. I moved Archie down on Saturday and moved those two up. The other interesting name that I've heard that hasn't made much noise outside of, being on Bearcat Journal was Jerome Tang, who is the associate head coach at Baylor. That would be a nice little, win the press conference. You bring in the associate head coach from the national champs.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a Houston guy, started as a high school coach in Houston, has spent 18 years at Baylor with Scott Drew. How in the hell has Scott Drew been at Baylor for 18 years, Mel?
Yeah.
That seems unfathomable.
Right. Yes.
I've heard that name kicked around a little bit, but as of last night, it sounded like he was leaning towards staying in Texas potentially and taking the UTEP job. So Gates and Martin were the two names I've had at the top of my list since Saturday.
With Eric Martin specifically, what could you speak to the role of Bob Huggins in getting this at least close to being a done deal?
I know Bob Huggins and John Cunningham spoke Saturday for at least a half hour. And then obviously the topic of conversation being Eric Martin, and what Hugs could do to help Eric, kind of laying the groundwork there. So he definitely has had an impact in this. I was told Cunningham not only interviewed or talked to Eric Martin Saturday, I was told there was a second interview this morning. And then shortly after, I was told there was a second interview was when I was told they were entering contract negotiations. So I would say Hugs has had a pretty big influence on this.
Hugs has had a big influence on this from a social media standpoint. So have a number of his former players. How much collectively do their opinions matter here?
Some, but I mean, if you're an AD, you're not making your decision based on what some former players think. I just don't think that's a healthy way to do it. The way to do it is, you decide who's the best candidate. And if you think Eric Martin's the best candidate, you hire him. You think Dennis Gates is the best candidate, you hire him. So maybe a little bit, but I don't think much. John Cunningham seems like, you know, we know he doesn't talk to anyone. We don't know if he listens to anyone. That was a joke. Calm down, people.
I gotcha.
But I don't know. I mean, I think he would have taken Hugs' advice very serious. I don't know how much. The other thing is, I don't know how much of a relationship he has with, you know, if he had long-standing relationships with those guys, maybe it would have more of an impact.
There's also the role of folks that players of that era and that the head coach of that era have ties to. Old money that might come back to the program if Eric Martin is the head coach. How much of that could be a factor here?
Here's where I think it's a factor. If you're an AD and you're hearing, I haven't donated in 15 years and I'm willing to come back if that era is rejuvenated, your ears perk up. Money's tight right now, and especially at UC. So I think that definitely could be a factor where you're looking at it as, you know, maybe you can open some new revenue streams. I know, you know, they've been using pretty heavily the same small group of donors for pretty much everything that has gone on over the past 5 years, and there's been a lot that's gone on. So, I'm sure they are searching for a secondary way to add some money to the program. So I think that would make it interesting, at least in theory.
Is Nick Van Exel specifically tied to Eric Martin? Is that a package deal?
I have not heard of them being handcuffed together, no. No, I'm kidding. I think it's possible. It would certainly make sense. Nick has had some experience coaching in college at Texas State, and then he's had a long history coaching in the NFL or in the NBA. So I do think that if Eric Martin comes, Nick Van Exel would certainly be a possibility. And it can't hurt that Nick spoke to John Cunningham Saturday morning as well. So, you know, there's already some familiarity there. I wonder if that was done as a kind of package to have Cunningham get a chance to meet both of them. So I do think there is a connection. And my jokes are not hitting today, so I'm going to stop.
They're always hitting. They're good. You know, this is where you have serious news developing here, Chad.
I'm trying to bring some levity to the situation.
I like it. No, I appreciate it. And I'm not putting you over, as they say, in the wrestling business. So that's my fault. The absence of Darren Savino from this conversation is striking. Has he ever seriously been a candidate for this job?
To my knowledge, he was not interviewed officially. I think in that situation, knowing Darren as well as I do, I think it was a matter of if I'm going to be a serious candidate for the job, then let's go. And if, you know, you think you've got to talk to me because, you know, I coached for Mick and his ties, like, let's not put each other through that. So I think that's kind of where that was. But I, from what I've understood, they did not speak or they have not spoke, at least up until, you know, probably noon today.
Some of the players who hit the portal are still in the portal. Should that leave me encouraged that some of those guys could still come back?
I think it depends on when this is done. You know, if it drags out, then they're going to start looking at other options. If they get this in place and they can get those guys, you know, kind of in line to meet with the new coach, then you can potentially save them or you know, get them back in the fold would probably be a better way to put it. I think there is definitely still an opening for that to happen. But we gotta find out exactly, you know, when that's gonna be, so they can, because Mike Saunders has a commitment date set for Tuesday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is that in line with you know, is he willing to again change that or push that off to fit Cincinnati's timeline, or does he say, look, this is my timeline, and, you know, I've got to make a decision here. So we'll see how it goes, but I definitely think it's possible. It's on the table.
When John Brannon was hired, Luke Fickell was a part of the process. Is he at all involved in the process here?
That was a Mike Bone move. I don't know that that's a John Cunningham move. So, and that's not to say one way or the other. That was just something that Mike Bone was big on. I don't know. We haven't seen a hire from John Cunningham, so I don't know if he would go that route or not. I wouldn't count on it, but I wouldn't say, like, completely there's no chance.
It's always a pleasure. I'm sure we'll do it again really, really soon.
And all the while all that was happening, we got a football commitment from a kid named Sincere.
But it's not spelled the way you would expect. Tell me about Sincere Lewis.
He looks like he's going to play sniper, so like the strong side outside linebacker that's used to cover tight ends and running backs. Good athlete, big-time hitter, very physical, a really talented kid out of Michigan that they are. It's almost an embarrassment of riches now, the way that they continue to stock this defense, because at practice today, you're looking at, you know, four stars playing on the third string regularly, and it just, here's another one, a really solid three-star kid coming into the program from up in Michigan. Recruiting DBs out of Michigan should be easy right now, right? You just, this is Ahmad. We call him Sauce. You should come to Cincinnati.
All right. I like how you're multitasking. We'll chat soon, man. Thanks so much.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
Chad Brendel, BearcatJournal.com. By the way, Giovanni Bernard has landed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, according to NFL Media's Tom Pelissero, one-year contract. Gio personally recruited by both Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. He joins the defending Super Bowl champs 4 minutes away from 4 o'clock. Lots of different directions we can go into, from the UC coaching search to what the Reds did over the weekend to the, I was going to say the latest, but kind of where I am right now on Team Sewell versus Team Chase. A lot to touch on between now and 6, and maybe we'll have some hard news when it comes to the Cincinnati coaching search on ESPN 1530 Cincinnati Sports Station.
Hey, when you and your buddies are looking for a place to watch baseball this season, how about Long Neck Sports Grill? Each location has 4K TVs all over the place, so you'll never miss a pitch. The menu is so extensive that you can get something different every time you visit, and no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. There are locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood, and when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. This baseball season, Long Neck Sports Grill. Stay late. Come often.